Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I hope you enjoy these. If you do, remember, hit the heart button at the end. It's fantastic if you can do that. It lets me know that we're talking about the things that you value. And if you want to support the platform, remember, you can do that by virtue of buying me a coffee, link below, or going to DonorBox, link below, where you can make a small contribution. Put a dollar in the hat. Put a pound in the hat, whatever you think this is worth. So I want to talk to you about Baba Black Sheep. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, finally, he's cracked. It's finally gotten to him and he's gone all unhinged. But no, I only wish that was the case. Because I read, this is the bit I wanted to talk to you about. I read that apparently nursery rhymes like Baba Black Sheep are to be rewritten for schools to be more vegan friendly. That's right, vegan friendly. Oh, I know you thought I was going to talk about my racism, but no, it's not racism now. That's so 2020. 2022, we're concerned about things being vegan friendly. And so it turns out that animal rights group PETA, P-E-T-A, bunch of lunatics, have claimed that many of the nursery rhymes heard in British schools are outdated in their current form. So the group has penned their own versions of five classics to be more vegan friendly and compassionate towards animal. For example, this is seriously what they're saying. In their version of Baba Black Sheep, the sheep refuses to hand over any wool. So here's their version of it. Baba Black Sheep, can I have your wool? No, sir. No, sir. That's not cool. None for the pastor and none for the dame. None for the little boy who lives down the lane. Baba Black Sheep, can I have your wool? No, sir, no, sir, it's my wool. Take that, all you wool lovers out there, worrying sheep by threatening to take their wool. Insane, isn't it? Absolute madness. But they didn't stop there. I only wish they had, but they didn't. For example, they decided to revisit Three Blind Mice. Now, everyone knows these much loved children's little poems or little sort of things. I know because my granddaughter listens to them with me. So here's the new version of Three Blind Mice. You see, the old one was too violent. So here's the new one. Three blind mice, three blind mice. See how they run, see how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife. They told her thank you for saving their life. Did you ever see someone acting so nice as three blind mice? Well, that's better than they're cutting off their tails. I remember that. That was racism and violence, undoubtedly, in the original version. So, yeah. So a PETA spokesperson said, whilst things may have been different a long time ago, we now know that sheep used for wool are bred to grow much more wool than they ever would naturally and are abused and even killed during shearing. Sheep need their wool. It's not ours to take. And then she's talking about other things. She's talking about, you know, in the same way as old songs and fairy tales have been given much needed makeovers to replace, here we go, racist, sexist, and otherwise insensitive language, we should make sure these nursery rhymes are relevant for the kids today and don't encourage speciesism, cruelty to animals, or fear of animals. So there you go, folks. I wonder what you make of that one. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous, and it is ridiculous, but it's also the continued onslaught on our culture. In this case, the culture of a nursery rhyme. Nursery rhymes, which, you know, all kids hear and which, you know, kids like. And I don't believe any of the nonsense that PETA are putting out that, oh, for example, the three blind mice, that encourages violence towards animals by wanting you to cut their tails off. Or, oh, taking away the wool of a sheep, that's just not on. Honestly, the only people who could think that are people with significant psychological issues that need treatment. I mean, that's what my view on it would be. I think these people from PETA, are completely unhinged. They really, really are. And instead of instead of being dismissed, they're taken seriously. They're pandered to, and you shouldn't pander to this. And that's why I oppose all of this kind of cultural revisionism. You know, I don't approve of, in certain songs, we have to bleep out words because, oh, those words aren't relevant in 2022. In certain plays, even Shakespeare's plays, for example, there is a trend to say, oh, well, you know, that might have been okay back in the 1600s, but in 2020, we need to move away from these things. We need to get away from the violence, from the sexisms, from the racisms, from the whatever. No, we don't. We are mature human beings. We can, at adult level, understand these things and make our own decisions. And when it comes to kids, especially young kids with nursery rhymes, I say leave their nursery rhymes alone. If no child, I think, is psychologically impacted by nursery rhymes to think, for example, that it's cool to take away Baba Black Sheep's wool. They just see it as a little rhyme. It doesn't go any deeper than that. But as I say, these individuals in PETA and elsewhere, they're the people with mental issues, in my view, and they want to impose their mental issues even on kids and try and contort their minds. Leave the kids alone. Thanks for listening.